President Trump returned this past week to the coronavirus petri dish that now is the White House. For months, the president's been saying to others about COVID-19 that, I got this. Well, it turns out he eventually did. Positive test toll board of the White House continues to climb as Trump now tries to sell that if you re-elect him, you'll get the same $100,000 plus coronavirus treatment drug cocktail for free that he got when he was at Walter Reed. No long-winded analysis or manifesto-like paper is needed to summarize what we've seen with the Trump White House and coronavirus this past week, as well as before. All that's needed are the words of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
The words about a pandemic at this point?
No, we're not at all, and we have it totally under control. It's one person.
We think we have it very well under control. Like
by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away.
When it gets warm, historically, that has been able to kill the virus. That's around the corner, so that will be a great thing.
The numbers are going to get progressively better as we go along.
If you go back 6 months or 3 months ago, nobody would have ever predicted.
When you have 15 people, and the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero, that's a pretty good job we've done.
No, I don't think it's inevitable. I don't think it's inevitable.
They say, oh, he should do more. No, there's nothing more you can do.
We haven't seen an increase, and people are getting better. Almost everybody that we see is getting better. And it could be everybody, too.
The Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. They can't even count their votes in Iowa. They tried the impeachment hoax, and this is their new hoax. But, you know, we did something that's been pretty amazing. We're 15 people in this massive country. The press is in hysteria mode. CNN, fake news, and their camera just went off.
Unfortunately, one person passed away overnight. Since the early stages of the foreign outbreak, my administration has taken the most aggressive action in modern history. That really turned out to be a lifesaver, in a sense, big lifesaver. Some people will have this at a very light level and won't even go to a doctor or a hospital. They'll get better.
Anybody that needs a test gets a test. They're there. They have the tests. And the tests are beautiful. The tests are all perfect. The transcription was perfect.
And we're doing a great job with it, and it will go away. Just
because of what I did and what the administration did with China, we have 32 deaths at this point. Other countries that are smaller countries have many, many deaths.
It's a very contagious virus. It's incredible. But it's something that we have tremendous control of.
Are you talking about the virus?
No, that's not under control for any place in the world. I was talking about what we're doing is under control, but I'm not talking about the virus. But I've always known this is a pandemic. I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. We have very great approval numbers. I mean, people like the job that we're doing. But, the only thing we weren't prepared for was the media. The media has not treated it fairly.
What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question. I've been right a lot. Let's see what happens, John.
A month ago, the CDC had an initial test that failed. At that moment, late February, you said it's perfect. And it wasn't perfect.
Well, what I said
in late February.
What I said is perfect was my conversation with the head of the Ukraine. That's what I really said is perfect. Okay, that was another whole scandal, nonsense, a total, you know, witch hunt. But nobody ever expected a thing like this.
We got to get back to work, and I think we can start by opening up certain parts of the country.
On Easter, we probably, that could be a peak. That could be a peak period. That could be the peak, sadly to say, that could be the peak number of deaths before it starts coming down. That this is going to be gone. It'll be gone. Hopefully gone for a long time. What do you have to lose? I'll say it again. What do you have to lose? Take it. I really think they should take it. Hydroxychloroquine. Try it. If you'd like. Did anybody in this room think a thing like this could happen? But it happened. They don't have to appreciate me at all. I don't care about me. I wish you'd ask the question differently. Why don't you say it's gotten off to a tremendous start, but there were some little glitches, which, by the way, have been worked out. I wish we had a fair media in this country, and we really don't.
Speaking of unfair, go ahead.
We have to get our country open, Jeff.
Say, sir, what metrics you will use to make that decision?
The metrics right here. That's my metrics. That's all I can do. There's always a risk. This is genius that we're fighting. You know, we're fighting this hidden enemy, which is genius, okay? It's genius. The way it's attacked so many countries. All I'm saying is this. How do you close down the greatest economy in the history of the world when on January 17th you have no cases and no death? When on January 21st you have one case and no death. One case. Think of that. What we inherited from the previous administration was totally broken. We inherited broken testing. Now we have great testing. Like today I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization. The head of a country doesn't have to say stay in. These people are smart people. Nobody ever thought this could have happened, a thing like this. We inherited a lot of garbage. We took, they had tests that were no good. They had, all this stuff was no good. It might not come back at all, Jeff. It may not come back at all.
We will have coronavirus in the fall. I am convinced of that.
COVID. To be specific, COVID-19. That name gets further and further away from China as opposed to calling it the Chinese virus. By the way, it's a disease, without question, has more names than any disease in history. I can name Kung Flu. I can name 19 different versions of names. When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
I just want to say, though, as far as the U.S. is concerned, when you look at this, I mean, you had a little higher head count on the infections because of the cruise ship people coming off. We have contained this. We have contained this. I won't say airtight, but pretty close to airtight. We've done a good job in the United States. Hats off to our public health people. And the other generic point, and I hope we'll explore this, Kelly, is simply this. This is a human tragedy. There's no question, particularly in China. Human tragedy with, you know, thousands of deaths. God look over them. Terrible. And that's the worst part of this. The business side and the economic side, I don't think it's going to be an economic tragedy at all.
Governor, you were part of the debate prep. What can you tell us about the bubble? Were folks wearing masks? Were you wearing a mask? Was Rudy Giuliani wearing a mask when you were working with the president and others in the room?
No one was wearing masks in the room when we were prepping the president during that period of time. The group was about five or six people in total.
It will not appear that the president lied to the American public about the threat posed by COVID.
The president has never lied to the American public on COVID. The president's been very, the president was expressing calm and his actions reflect that.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We're the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily. Thank you very much. And Walter Reed, what a group of people. Thank you very much.
You can't be a politician and shake hands. People come in. When I leave, I'll be shaking hands with people. They want to shake your hand. They want to say hello. They want to hug you. They want to kiss you. I don't care. It doesn't mean you have to do that.
We would have had millions of deaths instead of, it looks like we'll be at about a 60,000 mark, which is 40,000 less than the lowest number thought of.
I think what happens is it's going to go away. This is going to go away. And whether it comes back in a modified form in the fall, we'll be able to handle it. We'll be able to put out spurts. And we're very prepared to handle it.
And it should have never happened. Could have been stopped at the source. Should have never happened. Should have never happened. Should have never happened.